Wow, look what a little birdie told me. Matt Valdez at the Oscar show last night.
Very nice.
Kept that kind of on the down low there, Valdez. Yeah,
thank you to Jim Van Stone.
Were you in a suite?
No, section 103.
So does that mean you had to stand the whole time? Because concerts are not a standing bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of standing, but the concert was great, but like we went to eat beforehand, and I'm not going to, I don't want to trash the place.
All right, so don't.
But this, it had to have been one of the worst meals I've ever had.
Why?
Oh, text me where you went.
I'll text it to you. Because everything was so, no. It was so overly spiced that it was very upsetting to my stomach, to the point where everyone was waiting in line to go in. And I said, I'm going to go walk up to the Walgreens and go get some Pepto.
You had to?
I had to go get some Pepto.
I'm surprised that you went to an Usher show because you've become more of a country guy. Usher seems to be the polar opposite of a country show.
Well, I'm having an eclectic mix of of music that I like.
Were you dancing? Because I got to believe an Usher show, a lot of people are dancing.
No, I don't dance.
Were there a lot of people
dancing? He's a head bobber.
I'm a head bobber. Were there a lot of people dancing around you, though?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Especially when Wale came out.
Did Usher still look silly?
Wale came out.
Yeah. Still looks silly.
Does he still have a little pot belly now?
I didn't really notice.
He doesn't have that six pack anymore.
I didn't really notice.
He didn't take his shirt off and all that?
He had like a coat over top. And
oh, he did, but he didn't do the whole sexy.
He wasn't like a bare-chested.
What was the closing song?
I was out of there before it closed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Beat the crowd. I heard my silly Usher tunes.
So was the Pepto, did it help? Towards the end of the show,
not really.
So you felt like butt.
I felt
all
like
night.
All night, to the point where like I got back and like just it was an awful night's sleep. It was awful cuisine.
But Valdez will tease us every once in a while when we're grasping to get tickets somewhere. But on the down low, my man went to see Usher.
That's right. I've seen Usher, Zach Bryan, and Bad Bunny this year.
Nice. You're the concert goer.
I am. Yeah, I just texted it to you.
I'm trying to. I want to know if I. Let's see. Hold on.
A music junkie.
Hey, I've never been there.
You are eclectic. So you saw a Latin act, reggaeton, country, hip hop, I guess.
Let me see the name of the spot.
I deleted it.
I think I've gone there before for maybe like margarita or something like that. Yeah.
they definitely serve those.
Yeah. Right, hold on.
I know where you went.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I don't know how they pronounce it.
It's like it's like the carrots and cauliflower that's pickled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Giardinia. Mm-hmm. Giardinia. Mm-hmm. It's like it's almost an Italian fare.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on top of my food.
It was not agreeable.
It was not agreeable.
Right.
That type of cuisine and that thing did not go with it. I was afraid.
You think you were going to hurl?
I thought I was going to poop my pants.
Oh, jeez.
So was Wale the opening act?
No. He brought him out on stage like a surprise act.
Who was his opener?
They didn't have an opener. It was a DJ.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's open up the entertainment page.
Brought to you by...
Of course, Jason is driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X-Series models. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They've got used vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, electric vehicles, military discounts, all that great stuff. Mention me, they'll hook you up even more.
Nice.
All right, couple things here. Let me just get this out of the way. It is kind of interesting. I find the Ben Affleck, J-Lo nuggets kind of interesting. They're saying that they had trouble in their marriage...
From day one.
They were on their honeymoon in your spot in Lake Como, and Ben was already miserable. They were supposed to be the happiest time of their lives, right? On their honeymoon, Lake Como. Everyone says it's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And he was just over it. He didn't like all the attention their wedding got. It's a weird thing. A lot of celebrities crave this, but it's the price you pay for fame and being worth $500 million. He doesn't like all the attention, and she loves the attention. And he just, it made him crazy. And
he needs to marry like
around the way girl.
He never will, though. Yeah, he's always dating all these celebrities.
Yeah, that's on him.
Yeah, it is on him.
And we all just assume that J-Lo is just a nightmare. She's been married 100 times.
Yeah, but he might be a nightmare.
He might be the nightmare.
He might be the nightmare.
Nah, she's probably not perfect.
Yeah, but
he might just be a nightmare to live with.
I think he is a nightmare.
He's a former alcoholic who gambles and smokes cigs.
I know, but we always kill J-Lo when we talk about these divorces.
No, I had the same thought.
It might be fitty-fitty.
And they were saying that the family, J-Lo's family, other than the mother, they think he's an a-hole. They don't like him.
Right.
So that's to Jason's point.
I mean, yes, you want to have some privacy, but is it that big of a deal when you're married to like one of the hottest celebrities in the world that cameras are going to follow you?
Yeah, I
just deal with it.
Well, he did two things.
He was miserable.
He didn't think they're saying he sold her a bill of goods that he was a changed man. So he wasn't going to be grumpy. He was going to be happy. And in fact, on their engagement ring, which she gets to keep, I think they're saying the value of it is $5.7 million, okay? Jeez. The engagement ring, he wrote, not going anywhere on J-Lo. Meanwhile, on the honeymoon, he already wanted out. On the honeymoon.
Because he didn't like the wedding
now,
and the attention.
I'm trying to find the story. I think the way I perceive it, I don't know if I have it right in front of me. Yeah. J-Lo's reportedly gets to keep the $5.6 million engagement ring. And she's kept her rings from past relationships, which now are valued collectively at $17 million. She's made $17 million just marrying dudes.
All right, so she was married to Mark Anthony, who had to give her a fat ring. The other guys, though, were donks, right?
Wait, I don't think the dancer and the waiter gave her anything.
So Mark Anthony gave her like a $10 million ring.
Maybe. She got...
She engaged with Diddy?
Oh, did he give her one?
I don't know if they were engaged.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. Okay, it keeps happening. We have to talk about this. My nightmare is happening to people. This is what keeps me up at night. Guys are sitting on toilets, and pythons are coming out and biting them on the nads.
How are pythons getting...
It's happened in Thailand. There's like three or four instances in like the last 5 or 6 years. It happened again. A 12-foot python. Guy sits down on the toilet, and all of a sudden, he felt a sharp pain, and it's right there on his apple sack, and he had to rip it off. Blood everywhere. Super painful.
Do pythons have big old fangs? I know that they like choke people. It's kind of the way that
but
you
it
look
wasn't
at
like
it, right?
A baby python. A 12-footer. Yeah. Okay?
That's a big one.
Bigger than this table, probably. Like, that's a massive snake.
Not sure if they have big teeth, but they obviously have teeth if he bit his ass.
There's another incident where it happened in January 2020, May of 2016.
It's every 4 years. It's like the Olympics.
Yeah, a 10-foot python sunk its teeth into Adiporn Bumakiche's penis.
It's a bad beat.
Yeah.
Well, the horrible thing about this one is that it didn't let go. It grabbed onto his testes, and he had to beat it to death with a toilet brush.
Did he actually kill it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
With a toilet brush?
That's the only thing he could grab, I guess, at the time.
What's a toilet brush? Like that nubby thing?
You clean it.
I don't really clean toilets, so.
Yeah, you clean the toilet.
I don't really know. Those things look nubby.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's got a metal one.
I only clean up my own splatter. What were you saying?
Maybe he's got a metal one. I don't know. There was a lot of a splatter of blood all over the floor.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
Mm.
I never really think about it when I sit down.
Dude, I think about it I always think about it in the dark because every once in a while, like if I have to wake up in the middle of the night, let's say I've been drinking, shocker, and I have to pee while I'm sleeping, I don't like to stand. I'm tired. So I will do the old lady sit down. Sure. And I always am worried that there could be a python on there about ready to bite me in this Bozak.
I think about snakes in the car.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because I've seen videos of snakes coming out of like the vents.
Yeah.
And then also, this is for all the golfers out there. I've seen lots of videos of snakes that go up water coolers, and they're in that shade next to the water where on hot days. So you kind of tap the side of the water cooler that's enclosed in like a wooden feature to see if any kind of snake comes out.
Oh, God. Thank God we don't have that. We don't have, we just have water bottles.
Okay.
When's the last time you saw a snake?
Well, there was one in my bushes a couple years ago, and I went running away.
Oh, so it was a couple years.
I had to get a real man down the street to go in there. And
I definitely have seen him.
I've seen him multiple times walking the doggy.
Yep.
Middle of the street, just slithering around.
Well, you know, I'm constantly looking for balls with buddies and my own balls, whatever, in the high grass, you know, near ponds and stuff.
Yeah, you just
and
never
I'd
know.
Walk around there like an idiot. And I'm just waiting for one to grab its. I would stroke out if a snake attacked my leg. I literally think I would have a heart attack because it's I fear them so much.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a tiger eating me or something. Like I would be distraught.
My buddy just got back from North Carolina and he was walking down a path, just walking through the neighborhood, and there was a pond there. He said it must have been a 15-foot gator. Just sitting there looking at him. Now the path is up above, so they built it so that he can't get over the fence.
Right.
But he said it was so big, it was just sitting there looking at him.
Dude, I should show you. I'm going to send you, and you send it to your boy. I'm going to send you this video. I was talking about it a couple weeks ago of a gator in Florida that came up and climbed over the fence.
Oh,
it was in someone's backyard.
Maybe the gator could do it, but he said it was so high.
You'd be stunned.
He couldn't believe it.
You'd be stunned. Like a 6-foot fence.
Right.
Climbed all the way up over the, man, I mean.
And it got over?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Flopped all the way down.
Yeah,
like
show
they're
me that.
Smart. Like they actually have brains.
Mm.
It's crazy. Well, he knew what to do. Climbed over the fence.
I don't think they have big brains.
Probably just
big enough.
Instincts.
Is that the one that you I always ask Cakes. Cakes isn't here. Is that what you zigzag away from? Gators?
Bears.
No, I think he said bears will catch up to you. Bears, you have to act big and roar.
Yeah, probably.
Or play dead.
Gators and snipers.
Zigzag.
Snipers. Human snipers.
Right.
You have to do that. Chick-fil-A. I don't get this. This makes no sense. It's not even computing in my brain, Valdez. Chick-fil-A is developing a streaming service that'll showcase family-friendly content. They plan to focus on unscripted content like reality and game shows, but also scripted shows and animation. Really?
Just creating their own network.
So they're
Chick-fil-A.
So they're not going
to
add.
You like to talk into your remote control. I never do that. So you're just going to go, Chick-fil-A.
Dude.
And watch videos.
I love voice remote. It's so great.
I've never used it.
But my voice to text sometimes, not great. I have to always say, like, when I say, hey,
you
Lurch,
know what I, get?
What if I said, I hit my button, right? And I said, hey, Lurch, what time should I meet you at the golf course? It doesn't put a question mark. So then
you
if
have
I
to say question mark.
No, I say question mark.
It'll say question mark.
It says question mark.
Right. It gets on my nerves.
That's but how do you fix that?
No, but sometimes it will put the question mark in there.
I hate it.
See,
I don't use voice to text. I'm old school.
I know, but like when you're driving, try to do voice to text.
What time is it? Question mark. What? See?
What happened?
It gave the question mark.
All right,
mark.
Let me do mine.
But sometimes
but
it'll actually
Samsung.
Say question mark.
What
I don't
do you
get
have?
It.
What do you have?
I got the Samsung. Got the S8.
All right, let me see.
No, no, I'm sorry. I got the S.
You got nubs.
No, I got S20.
Right, hold on, let me see mine.
I think it's this is an S20. I think.
What time is it? Nothing.
No. Well, no, but say question mark.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, that, he said now it says late. What time is it? Nothing. Nubs. All right. Hold on. Let me try again. What time is it? Question mark.
You got a nubby phone.
It says, what time is it? Question mark.
You got a nubby phone.
What is that?
I don't know. It's the phone.
This is Samsung 21. You have a nub 8.
No, dude, no. I've got a 20.
He's got a better app. You got to update your app.
All right, hold on. I got to do a read, but I got to find the read.
Oh, good luck.
Well, I'll find it.
Let me see. Hold on.
I didn't lose it.
Hold on. I got to do no.
What?
I don't know. Why is Bickle such a Donkey Kong? Question mark. Look, gave me the question mark.
Yeah, there it is.
Mine doesn't. All right, hold on, Valdez. We're having a problem here. We got an issue. Hold on. Because you gave me sleep not. Okay, here it is. Got it. I got it. Relax, everybody. Just relax.
I'm relaxed.
Feels like DC's steamy summer temps we all know and love are still here. If you're already sweating, whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts, my guys at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GROW-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.